This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A memoir titled My Life on the Road could be about just about anything. The trip, the destination, anything, right? When you find out the author is Gloria Steinem, though, it becomes a bit more focused. Steinem has been synonymous with the women's equality movement for decades now. She founded Ms. Magazine, helped found it, actually, among a whole long list of other achievements. She's now written, as I said, a book. Gloria, good to have you on.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You point out pretty early in this book, which is, just to remind people, called My Life on the Road. You point out that the road really has been sort of a male dominion for a whole lot of history.
Well, if you think about all the big stories of voyages of the Greeks and the Silk Road and through to adventures on motorcycles and so on, it has been presented as a male story. It's kind of ironic because it turns out that females have actually been more likely to travel. But that's because they travel to another household. And the patrilineal households probably now outnumber the matrilineal households. So I wanted to say that the road is a joyous place and belongs to all of us.
As I was reading this book, I was trying to figure out how you, for the past 40-something years, of which you've spent half your time, you write, on the road, how you made a living out there. Because, you know, there's professional insecurity when you're doing this. And then it occurred to me that you've basically been a freelancer for 45 years, right?
That's true. I've never actually had a job in the conventional sense. And I was well prepared for that by a father who never had a job. Actually, it was a big point of pride with him. He never had a job. But he, what he meant by that was that he was working for himself, you know, that he was in the summertime running a summer resort and in the wintertime buying and selling antiques. But I suppose it prepared me for the what lots of people would see as the insecurity of not having a paycheck, but I just see as normal.
Let me take you to politics for a minute, just because it's sort of the topic of the day in a lot of social conversations now. Hillary Clinton obviously is running. You have supported Democratic candidates in the past. I wonder, though, and this is probably going to be a controversial question, but whatever. I wonder, though, whether if she wins, people will say, oh, well, we've got a woman president now and feminism, we've got that taken care of, you know?
Well, probably, but that will just be wrong. You know, the people were saying we're living in a post-racist age because President Obama was elected, which is ridiculous. You know, clearly racism is a factor, a huge factor. And the same will be true for women of all races if Hillary Clinton wins. But it will be a huge step forward nonetheless, both because little girls and boys will be looking at the White House and seeing that a female human being is in authority there. And also because the consciousness that comes from walking around your whole lifetime as a female person, an African-American person, it helps you make decisions that include the whole country, not just part of the country.
Do you remember when you, in your mind, came to this job you've had for 45 years of organizer?
That's an interesting question because I experienced it by living in India for a couple of years after I first graduated from college, but I didn't understand that the kind of on-the-road organizing that went on with Gandhian groups in India could apply to this country because in my college education there really had not been much about the suffragist and abolitionist movement, which at any given moment had dozens of people traveling around the country, the Grimke sisters, Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth. The movement was created by people on the road speaking. And that is still the case, despite mass communications. There's still something that happens when people are in a room together and can empathize with each other and with all five senses that doesn't happen on the page or on the screen or on the radio.
The most recent book by Gloria Steinem is called My Life on the Road. Thanks very much.
Thank you.